This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump again spoke out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. He appeared in a CBS interview.
I'm very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement. Nobody heard it. But I let him know we can't have this. We're not going to have it. And that's the way it's going to be.
Mr. Trump referring to his meeting in Helsinki with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He said he also accepted the view of his director of national intelligence. Moscow continues to be a threat to the American electoral process. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the president, and the entire administration are united on the matter.
The secretary also has full confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. That is the very same thing that the president said. They both stand by their confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. Our policy and our overall positions have not changed, and we will continue to hold Russia responsible for its malign activities.
Mr. Trump, who has been criticized for not publicly condemning Moscow's interference, defended his get-tough approach on Wednesday.
And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it. And he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Mr. Trump said he told Mr. Putin such interference would not be tolerated. The Russian leader said the Russian state was not involved. The late South African President Nelson Mandela's centenary was observed Wednesday worldwide. In South Africa, 86-year-old Archbishop Desmond Tutu praised the anti-apartheid leader's fairness, love, and respect for others. Former U.S. President Barack Obama took part in a youth leadership project, telling young Africans Mandela was an inspiration to him. This is VOA News.